At the Cathedral of St. Philip on Peachtree Road, soon-to-be Governor Brian Kemp and his family attended a private prayer service in the morning. 16 different bishops, pastors, and a rabbi delivered prayers and scripture readings to send the Kemp family into inauguration. The cathedral's choir sang the text of Psalm 100, whose reminder to come before the presence of the Lord with song reverberated from the ceiling. And Sam Candler, Dean of the Cathedral of St. Philip, left the worshipers and governor-elect with a message to serve others.
We go forth with various roles, some of us to be servers and leaders, some of us to be citizens and elected officials, and one of us to be the next governor of the state of Georgia. Be with each of us in our various roles.
Georgia. Georgia.
Later that afternoon, Kemp's family played various roles in his swearing-in. Oldest daughter Jarrett delivered an invocation.
I pray especially for my dad, mom, and sisters as we begin this incredible journey. We are thankful for the opportunity to serve.
While other daughters, Lucy and Amy Porter, joined Kemp's wife, Marty, on stage as he took the oath of office.
I, Brian P. Kemp.
I, Brian P. Kemp.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of governor of the state of Georgia.
The office of governor of the state of Georgia.
Cheers erupted from the crowd that filled most of Georgia Tech's basketball arena as Kemp became the 83rd governor of Georgia. Everyone from Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms to Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson to former University of Georgia football coach Vince Dooley watched the swearing-in of Kemp, new Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, and the other statewide officers. In his first speech to Georgians as governor, Kemp reiterated some of his campaign platforms like education and made a pledge to unify the state following a tight and prolonged contest with Democrat Stacey Abrams.
Elections can simply rip us apart. But after visiting all 159 counties, I can tell you this. We have so much in common. And as governor, I will fight for all Georgians, not just the ones that voted for me.
Kemp's final public activity of the day took place at Liberty Plaza outside the state capitol. The new governor and first lady participated in a review of military troops, complete with a demonstration of helicopters and a 19-gun salute. Afterwards, the Kemps were reunited with outgoing Governor Nathan Deal and his wife Sandra before exiting out the back of the capitol. A bagpiper's tune cut through the crisp air as the Deals walked down the steps one final time before leaving in a black SUV, and Brian Kemp retreated into the warmth of the Capitol. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.